今天的经文是《约翰一书》二章三到十七节：“爱弟兄与恨弟兄，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面，人若说他住在主里面，就自己该照主所行的去行。亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主里是真的，在你们也是真的。因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。唯独恨弟兄的，是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。”写作目的：小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。论不要爱世界，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
你好， it is good to be with you again today.
你好，今天和大家在一起非常好。
Today I'm going to ask a question, are you sure you are a Christian?
今天我问你一个问题，你确定你是个基督徒吗？
When I was studying to be a mathematics teacher, I met a girl called Debbie.
我在曾经在研究，在以前在师范学院的一个数学系里遇见了一个同学叫 Debbie。
I was very young, I was 18, she was 30.
但那时候我只有18岁，那她呢30岁出头。
One day she told me she trusted in Christ.
有一天呢，她告诉我她信了主。
She went and saw a Christian movie and she got frightened of hell.
你知道她看了一个基督徒电影啊，那她害怕那个地狱。
She didn't come to Christ because of his love or his grace, but because she was scared.
他啊，来信主不是因为神的恩典和神的爱吸引了他，而是他出于恐惧的心理。
So I watched her life to see if she would change.
我就观察她的生活是不是会发生改变。
But very soon she went back to her old ways.
但是很快她就回到她以前过去的生活了。
She liked parties and going out drinking.
她喜欢啊过啊 party 的生活，她呢喜欢喝酒。
Sometimes you can say you're a Christian, but you're not a true Christian.
有的时候你说你是个基督徒，可能你不是个真正的基督徒。
Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23. Can you read that for us?
啊，耶稣啊，在马太福音啊七章的21-23节说：“凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。到那儿，必有许多人对我说：主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼。”奉你的名行许多异能啊，我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
There were pretend Christians.
他们假装是基督徒。
Imposters.
他们是个假冒的人。
They even performed miracles, but Jesus knew their hearts that did not have a relationship with Him.
他们啊，虽然能够神迹，但是耶稣知道他们的心，他们跟耶稣没有真正的关系。
They did not do the work of the Father.
他们不是来遵行神旨意的。
Friends, the Bible is clear that our salvation is by faith in Christ, but faith in Christ should change our lives.
圣经清楚地表明，我们每个人得到的救恩是靠着我们信主来得的，但是真正的信心一定会改变我们的生命。
We become new people.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We obey God's commands.
我们遵守神的命令。
We love people.
我们爱人。
In this epistle, 1 John, the Apostle John sets up three tests to show who are genuine Christians.
在约翰一书里，在这里有三个测验来区别哪些人是真正的基督徒，哪是假的基督徒。
Those who walk in the light and not in the darkness.
来区别那些个行走在光明中的人和行走在黑暗中的人。
Those who possess eternal life and those who don't.
那些个有永恒生命的人，还有那些没有永生的人。
To distinguish those who are genuine Christians and those who are not.
区别哪些是真正的基督徒，哪些不是真正的。
It's important to listen carefully this afternoon.
所以我们今天仔细的听，对我们是非常重要。
One writer says there is a moral test, the test of obedience.
有一个学者他说有三个的测验。
There is the social test, the test of love.
这个三个生命的测验，一个是这个道德的测试，来考验你的顺服。
Thirdly, the theological test, the test of true belief.
第二个是社交的训练，是考验你的爱。第三个呢是神学的测验，来考验你的信仰是不是真实。
Today we'll look at obedience and love.
今天我们看看前两个试验，就是顺服和爱。
Firstly, the test of obedience.
首先是这个顺服的考验。
It says we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands.
第三节，我们若遵守他的命令，就晓得是认识他。
The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
人若说我认识神，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
The false teachers of John's day argued that it didn't matter how you lived, as long as you had knowledge about God. John says, that's wrong.
在约翰时代的那些假教师就认为，只要你有里面有认识神的知识，那你怎么生活没有关系。但是约翰说不是的，不是这样的。你怎么生活，其实对你认识神来说是至关重要。
Friends, when we obey God's commands, we can have confidence that we really know Him.
当我们遵守神的诫命的时候，我们就可以确信我们真的是认识他。
Listen to Jesus' own words on this.
我们听听耶稣的话。
If you love me, you will obey what I command.
约翰福音十四章的十五节，那里说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
约翰福音十四章二十一节，那里说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人才是爱我的。”
If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. 14:23.
十四章约翰福音十四章二十三节。耶稣说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”
And if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I've obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love.
十五章十节：“你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里一样。”
Friends, we often say that actions speak louder than words.
我们经常说，我们的行动胜过言语。
You can say something, but if you don't live it out, God knows.
如果你可以说一句话，但是你不把这话实行出来，神是知道的。
Your actions show what's really in your heart.
你的行动表明了你的心。
Words can be cheap.
有的时候我们的话语是非常便宜的。
Words can deceive.
这个我们的话语容易骗人的。
You can come to church and say, "Oh, I love Jesus," but in your heart, you're disobedient.
你可以来到教会说我爱耶稣，但是可以在你的生活中，在你心里，你还是不顺服神。
Friends, the grace of God that saves us also transforms us.
你知道是神的恩典拯救了我们，也是神的恩典来改变我们的心，改变我们的生命。
Paul says this in Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 12.
保罗在提多书二章的十一到十二节这么写。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
See, God's grace brings salvation.
神他的恩典，他来拯救我们。
It's available for everyone.
这个恩典是给每一个人的。
Grace is God's free gift.
恩典是神白白的礼物。
But it doesn't just save us.
这个恩典不单单是拯救我们。
Verse 12 says,
十二节说，
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
十二节教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
I'm going to do a bit of a test with you this afternoon.
今天晚上，今天下午给你个测验。
Only you will give yourself a mark out of 10.
你在您的心里呢，你给自己打分，从一到十。
Only in your mind.
这是在你的心里。
Don't put your hand up.
不用举手。
10 means you are very good at it. 1 means very bad.
如果十呢，就证明你很好。那一呢，就证明你很不好。
Let me give you examples of some commands.
然后给你一些命令，你听一听。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, mind, and strength.
马可福音十二章三十节，那里说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
How are you going from 1 to 10? 10 is perfect, 1 is not too good.
你衡量你自己，从一到十，你要是从一呢，这是不好；十呢，是非常好。
How much do you love God?
你到底有多大的程度上爱神呢？
Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个是马可福音十二章三十节，要爱人如己。
From 1 to 10, where do you score? 5, 6, 7, 8.
你来再给自己打分，从一到十，六七八九。
How about this one? Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
马太福音五章四十四节，要爱你的仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的人祷告。
If you love your enemies, you can have a 10.
如果你爱你的仇敌的话，你就是十分。
Sometimes love them 5.
有的时候我们爱他们可能只到五。
You see, God wants you to obey His commands.
神希望我们来遵守他的命令。
God wants us to 8s, 9s, 10s.
神希望我们能达到九分、十分。
How about this one? Do not commit adultery.
马太福音的五章二十七节，不可奸淫。
You think, that's good, I haven't committed adultery.
你可能说，那很好，我从来没有犯奸淫。
Maybe you get a 10.
你可能觉得得了十分。
But you know what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣说的什么？
If you look at a woman lustfully, you want her, same as adultery.
如果你看一个女人，你心里犯了奸，你心里有不好的思想，这就是犯奸淫。
You're guilty?
你是不是犯罪呢？
Bible says, do not murder.
圣经说，不可杀人。
I have never murdered anyone. 10.
我从来没有杀过人。十分。
Oh, maybe not.
可能不是。
Jesus said, if you are angry with your brother, it's the same as murder.
耶稣说，你向你的弟兄动怒，你就是杀了人了。
This is not going very well.
那就你的分就没那么高了。
Maybe 3 or 4 out of 10.
只能三分、四分了。
See, God wants us to obey Him.
神希望我们遵守他的命令。
The Bible says, "Don't worry, trust God."
马太福音六章二十五节，那说不要忧虑，你要全心的来信靠神。
I worry a lot. Do you worry?
我忧虑很多，你是不是忧虑呢？
Everyone is anxious. Everyone is worried.
每个人可能都有忧虑的地方。
God says, "Trust me."
神说你要来信靠我。
Bible says, "Pray without ceasing."
圣经说你要不住的祷告。
Are you praying?
你祷告吗？
Without ceasing?
不停，你不住的祷告吗？
What's your score from 1 to 10?
从1到10，你到多大？多打分呢？
Now we know we will not be perfect.
我们知道我们不是完美的。
Our sins are forgiven by the death of Jesus on the cross.
因为耶稣在十字架上为我们死，我们的罪可以得到赦免。
But we need to be a people who are trying to obey God's word.
但是我们应当竭力的去遵守神的话语。
The false teachers didn't care about obeying God's word.
这些假教师根本就不关心是不是遵守神的话。
Verse 5, if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
Are you keeping God's word?
你是不是遵守神的话？
Are you reading God's word?
你甚至你读过神的话吗？
Is your love for God being complete, perfected?
你的对神的爱是不是完美的、完全的呢？
Verse 5 and 6 says, This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
从此我们知道我们是在主里面，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照耶稣所说的所行的去行。
Many years ago, people used to wear a little band around their hands with some letters, reminding them to ask this question: What would Jesus do?
以前呢，有些人呢，那手上戴个手镯，那个手镯呢，就提醒这个人要问说，如果处在这样的情况下，耶稣会怎么做？
So wherever you went, you would remember before you make a decision, what would Jesus do?
啊，无论你走在哪里，你会来戴这个手镯，你会提醒你，处在这种情况下，你在做决定的时候，耶稣会怎么做
？Someone is sick in hospital. You think, what would Jesus do? And you go and visit.
啊，如果有人在医院里得了病，你想耶稣会怎么做呢？哦，你得赶快去探访他去。
You see a pretty woman down the street, and you are tempted. What would Jesus do? Look the other way.
啊，如果你看在街上看那个啊漂亮的啊姊妹，你怎么做呢？你想到耶稣的话，你就把脸扭过去。
Or you see a handsome man walking down the streets and you look at them and you think, what would Jesus do? You look away.
或者是你看那个非常啊英俊的年轻人，你怎么做呢？你也是把脸掉过去。
You see, it's very important to live like Jesus.
所以说，像耶稣那样活着是非常重要的。
Jesus walked in the light.In perfect obedience to his Father.
耶稣在光明中行走，就像完全的顺服天父。
Jesus walked in love towards all the needy people he met.
耶稣无论走在哪里，遇到那些个所有，无论走在哪里，他都是用爱来对待那些人。
But do not misunderstand me today. Your good works will not save you. Jesus saves you.
啊，你在这点上不要误会我，不是你的好行为能拯救你。耶稣能拯救你。
Ephesians 2:8-10 says this.
以弗所书二章的八到十节这样说：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
Our good works will not save us, but they will show that we belong to Jesus.
哎，我们的善行并不能拯救我们，但是它表明我们是爱耶稣的。
And I'm so thankful to God that when you live for Christ and you serve Christ, it brings glory to Jesus.
如果你啊爱耶稣，你服侍耶稣，能把荣耀归给神。
Secondly, the first test was a test of obedience. The second test is the test of love.
头一个试验呢是顺服的试验。第二个誓言呢是爱心的誓言。
Liambo will read 7-11 for us.
我读二章的七到十一节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的。因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。唯有恨弟兄的，是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
Jesus speaks about an old command and a new command.
耶稣在这里说的旧命令和新命令。
We think he's talking about the love command.
我们想到他在这里是说一关于爱的命令。
In the Old Testament, the Bible says, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
你知道在旧约的利未记那里就说，你要爱你的邻居，就像爱你自己一样。
But Jesus is also new because you love others as Christ has loved you.
耶稣也知道，我们要爱人，就像耶稣基督爱人一样。
Christ is the example; He sacrificed His life for us.
耶稣就是一个榜样，他把自己的生命作为牺牲，为了别人。
And then John tells us that there are some believers who say they walk in the light, but they hate their brothers.
但约翰在说，有人说，他说啊，他自己里面却是暗，却啊是不在光明中，但是呢，他却恨他的弟兄。
That's a terrible thing, isn't it?
这是个非常可怕的事情，是不是？
It seems strange to tell a church not to hate each other.
就说啊，如果觉得很觉得让教会就说不要恨人，觉得非常的、
These false teachers were terrible.
这些个假教师非常的可怕。
They didn't care about anyone else.
他们不关心别人。
But friends, when we hate a brother or sister, we bring dishonor to God.
如果我们恨我们的弟兄或者恨我们的姊妹，就是在羞辱神。
But when you hate a brother or sister, it shows that you don't know Jesus.
如果你恨一个弟兄，恨一个姊妹，就证明你并不真正的认识耶稣。
In some churches, some people are terrible.
因为在有些教会里，有些人是非常糟糕。
They fight, they argue.
他们啊，争吵啊，打架。
I hope you're not fighting or arguing in here.
我希望我们在这里，我们啊，不争吵，也不打架。
Because that's a sign of living in the darkness, not the light.
如果人争吵和打架的话，证明他生活在黑暗里，没有生活在光明里。
I've been in churches where they split and they separated into two churches because they got into arguments and they hated each other.
啊，我去了有的教会，教会分裂成两个了，因为他们啊在争吵，在。
Friends, Christian people have to love, not hate.
你知道，我们基督徒应当彼此相爱，而不是彼此相恨。
And let me tell you something else.
我告诉你一些别的事情。
If you hate and you do not forgive, it will destroy you.
如果你恨人，你不饶恕人，你其实是在毁灭你自己。
If someone has hurt you, you must learn to forgive.
如果别人伤害了你，你必须学会去饶恕。
Because sometimes you don't forgive, the other person goes on with their life. Sometimes the other person doesn't care about your forgiveness; they just go on with their life.
对，有的人别人他并不关心你是不是饶恕。
But you are angry inside.
但是你的里面确实充满了恨。
You always get upset.
你的里面很不安。
You just take it to God and say, God, please forgive them and help me to move forward.
啊，你需要祷告，让神来处理这些问题。
But as John writes to this church. He knows there are many sincere believers.
但是啊，约翰在写这封信的时候，他知道教会里有很多真诚的基督徒。
The false teachers refuse to obey God's word, and they refuse to love.
啊，这些假教师呢，他们不听神的话，他们拒绝爱。
But now he writes to encourage the church.
但是他在下面呢，他写一些话呢，来鼓励那些真正的基督徒。
Look at verse 12. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name.
十二节，小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
So they're authentic Christians. They're real Christians whose sins are forgiven by Jesus.
他们这些人是真正的基督徒，是他们的心是真诚的，他们的罪已经得到了赦免。
Verse 13, I am writing to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning.
父老啊，十三节，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Who is from the beginning? Jesus is from the beginning.
谁是那从起初原有呢？耶稣就是那从起初原有。
He came from heaven to earth to be the Savior.
他从天上来到人世间，做我们世人的救主。
He says, I am writing to you young men because you have overcome的 evil one.
我年轻人啊，少年人，我写信给你们，你们胜了那恶者。
What an encouragement. They don't hate, they obey God's words, and they have overcome the devil, the evil one.
啊，这是多么大的鼓励啊，他们不恨人，他们胜了那恶者，他们遵守了神的命令。
He says, I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father.
十四节，小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
It's an encouragement. They know the Father who sent the Son. They worship the true God.
他知道啊，他们认识天父，神天父差遣他的儿子来到这个世界上，我们敬拜这个真神。
I write to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning.
父老，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Then he says, I write to you young men because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one.
少年人啊，我曾写信给你们。因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
What a beautiful word that he brings to them. Says he knows the men and they are living for Jesus.
这是多么令人鼓舞的话！神，这约翰知道这些人，这些话给这些人带来了鼓励。
They are not fighting.
他们不是互相争斗。
They are not arguing.
他们不是互相争吵。
They are obeying God's commands.
他们遵守神的命令。
They are loving their neighbor.
他们爱 他们的邻舍。
They love their brothers and sisters.
他们爱教会的弟兄姊妹。
And the word of God lives in them.
因为神的话住在他们的里面。
They don't give the devil a chance to destroy them.
他们不给魔鬼留地步，让魔鬼会伤害我们。
And then fourthly, he gives us a challenge at the end. He says, "Who do you love, the world or God?"
在最后呢，啊，约翰给了一个挑战。在这里他表明你到底是爱谁呢，你是爱神呢还是 爱别世界。
The world means everything that's against God.
这个世界呢在这里指的所有抵抗神的东西。
The beliefs, the philosophies, the temptations.
啊，这些个啊，这各种啊，抵抗神的信仰哲学。
On one hand we have the world, on the other hand we have God's kingdom.
我们一方面我们有神，另一方面呢我们有世界。
He says in verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
15节说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For everything in the world, verse 16, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
16节，因为凡世界上的事就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
The world and its desires pass away, but the man or woman who does the will of God lives forever.
这个世界和其上的情欲都要成为过去，唯有遵行神旨意的人，他们才是永远长存。
So what are the cravings of the flesh? What are the cravings of the sinful nature?
什么是肉体的情欲呢？这是我们那个有罪的欲望。
Trying to find satisfaction outside of a relationship with God.
就是在神的之外，在神与神的关系之外，设法去寻求满足的东西。
If it feels good, do it.
如果你觉得感觉得好，你就这么做。
Sexual immorality.
性放任。
Drug abuse.
吃毒品。
Dishonesty.
不诚实。
Selfishness.
自私。
Gossip.
闲话。
Theft.
偷窃。
Murder.
谋杀
，greed，
贪婪
，arrogance，
傲慢。
The Bible says, "Out of the heart come these evil desires."
马可福音那里说，这些都是从人内心里发出来的。
And the lust of the flesh do not lead to a happy life.
你知道，肉体的情欲并不能给我们带来真正的满足。
Look at all the divorce and broken relationships.
你看看这个在世界上这么多的啊离婚，这些啊破碎的关系就知道了。
Look at all the immorality and the pornography.
看看啊，周围这些啊色情的东西。
Look at alcoholics and the gamblers.
你看看这些啊，这吃喝酒的，还有那些个赌博的人。
When you pursue what is in your heart, the sinful nature, it leads to destruction.
你知道，如果你啊追求这些东西，你里面的这个罪性就抓住控制了你。
Secondly, says the lust of his eyes is what he sees.
啊，第二个是眼目的情欲，就是人们的眼睛所看到的。
So you have these desires inside you.God says, "No, follow me, not the world. Desires are inside you, and then you see them with your eyes, and you think that looks pretty. I want that."
啊，如果我们人的里面有情欲啊，神说你不要看那世界的东西，要来跟随我。但是你若跟随眼目的情欲，这个眼目的情欲就会控制你。
In the newspapers, on the television, at the movies, we see these beautiful things and we want them.
你看到啊，在电视、在广告、在报纸上那些个啊。弄得漂亮的东西，你喜欢的东西，你去追求它。
The attitude is, I see it, I want it, I'll have it.
很多人的啊态度就是啊，我看到了它，啊，我想要它，最终我要得着它。
But things that will destroy your life, not bring you closer to God.
但是这些东西会摧毁你的生活，而不是会让你能够得着神。
A man came to me once and he said, "Pastor, I'm going to leave my wife."
有个人来到啊我的面前，他说。啊，牧师，我想要给我的妻子离婚。
So why are you going to leave your wife?
我说你为什么要离开你的妻子呢
？I found another wife at work, he said.
我找到另一个。
I like her more.
我更喜欢那个人。
I said that's the lust of the human nature.
他说啊，这是那个肉体的情欲。
God calls you to love and to serve and to honor your wife.
神说你应当爱你的妻子，你应当尊荣你的妻子。
And thirdly, boasting of what he has and does.
啊，第三个是今生的骄傲。
Why have all these things you've lusted over if you can't boast about them?
你要是啊不对这些东西啊夸耀的话，你为什么可能拥有那么多东西呢？
See, we get this big house, we like to tell everyone we have a big house.
我们买了大房子，我们想让别人都知道我们买有了大房子。
A nice beautiful new red car and say, look at my car.
你要是有个很漂亮的红汽车，你想别人夸耀你自己有汽车。
Or look at my new girlfriend.
你要看看我的新的
wife,
新的妻子，新的
my new husband,
新的丈夫。
Look how good I am.
你看看我
I have money,
我有钱
I have cars,
我有汽车
I got pretty people around me,
我周围有漂亮女朋友
I have a good job,
我有好的工作
We boast,
我们自夸
You have a desire inside, you see it, you want it, and then you boast about it.
你的里面有情欲，你的用你的眼看，但是你得着了呢，你就来夸耀。
God says it will not bring you satisfaction. It will not bring you salvation.
说神说这些个并不给你带来真的满足，并不能拯救你这些东西。
It says in verse 15, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. That means you are not a Christian.
十五节说，你不要爱世界和世界上的事，你要爱世界，爱父的心就不在你的里面了，你就不是一个真正的基督徒。
And verse 17, the world and its desires pass away; they will finish.But the man or woman who does the will of God lives forever.
十七节说，这个世界和其上的情欲都是要成为过去的，唯有遵行神旨意的人才是永远长存的。
I know most of you are loving Jesus and following Jesus and obeying His commands.
我知道我们这里很多的人爱耶稣，跟随耶稣。
We must ask God for strength to keep obeying His commands and loving Him and not the world.
我们必须求神赐给我们力量来跟随神，来爱神。
Friends, every day there are temptations.
弟兄们啊，弟兄姊妹，我们每一天都是有试探的。
You may be more godly than me, but every day I face temptations.
啊，你可能啊比我更敬虔，但是每天我都会遇见试探。
Every day I have to fight temptations with the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
我们每天靠着圣灵来胜过这些试探。
Because any time I go out to the shops or to the world, there are always temptations.
每一次我们走进商店，走进这个世界，我们都有很多的试探呢。
But God has come to forgive me, to fill me with His Spirit, so I would be an obedient child of God and love others.
所以神就来用他的圣灵来充满我，让我们能够有力量胜过这些试探。
God is serious about this.
神在这件事上是非常认真的。
If you know God, you will not walk in the darkness, but in the light.
如果你认识神，你就不会生活在黑暗里，而行走在光明里。
And God knows your heart, even if no one else knows that. God knows your heart.
神知道我们每个人的心，即使有的时候我们自己都不知道，但是神知道。
God sees my heart.
神看到我的心。
I can say all the right things, and I may look good in front of everyone else, but God knows my heart.
我可能说很多好听的话在别人看也都是好的，但是神知道我的心。
And God knows your heart.
神也知道你的心。
Angry, hateful.
你是不是生气？来愤怒。
Are you selfish?
你是不是自私
？Do you love God?
你是不是爱神
？Is He the most important person in the world to you?
神在你的生命中是不是最重要的
？God wants first place, not second.
神希望在你的生命中占据首位，而不是第二位。
May God help you to live for Him and bring glory to Him.
愿神来帮助你，来按着神的旨意来生活，来荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for the two tests of knowing God.
天父，我们谢谢你你给我们两个试验，来让我们知道我们是不是爱神。
To obey your commands and to love our brothers and sisters.
图顺服你的命令，去爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
Help us to be honest with you where we are struggling.
当我们在挣扎的时候，求你来帮助我们，变得对你诚实。
Forgive our sins through Christ.
在耶稣基督里面赦免我们的罪。
Help us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word.
在我们的心里，在我们的头脑里，把你的话语深深地装在我们的心里。
And help us to help one another to keep living for Jesus.
帮助我们彼此相爱，彼此帮助，来为耶稣而活。
Help us to recognize false teachers.
帮助我们来认识那些假教师。
And to stand up for the truth.
能够让为真理站得住脚。
We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.